All right, everybody, welcome in. It's Josh and Jilly, and we have to tell you about Dr. Busby and ToeGrips.com. That is ToeGrips.com. Luther, of course, takes the Encore Mobility Supplement every morning, and that is a great supplement for your puppies. But I have to tell you that Dr. Busby is more than just the Encore Mobility. Of course, Dr. Busby has the toe grips, which help your dogs get around even as they get older, even as they're becoming older puppies, and they might struggle to walk on wood floors,
or
right?
Or if they have a surgery or something done.
Oh, absolutely, all of that. So if they struggle to get around, then you need the toe grips. They are a lifesaver, and they will make your dog's life so much better. So many dogs become happier because they're able to get around again. So, of course, that's at ToeGrips.com, ToeGrips.com. And you can make a purchase on that website. All you have to do is use the promo code Luther, that is L-U-T-H-E-R, and you will save 10%. 10% at ToeGrips.com. And, of course, the Dr. Busby blog. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You should check that out as well, because that will give you a lot of information. Jilly, I mean, it's like every day she's checking Dr. Busby's blog for something new.
And I always find it.
Because Dr. Busby, it's like she's in our thoughts. She's awesome. It is ToeGrips.com with the great Dr. Busby. Of course, promo code is Luther. ToeGrips.com.
This is the Josh and His Show.
Howdy, hi, everybody. It is Josh and Jilly today. Glad you guys are with us. What's going on, Jilly?
Oh, not much.
We're getting ready for the big weekend. As we record this, it's 3:30 Central on Friday, so our Grizzlies haven't played yet in Game 6. Therefore, they have not won or lost
it's
in Game 6.
Probably going to be the end, though.
You're very negative about this.
Well, no, I mean, their win last game was just incredible, and I just feel like now Golden State's going to kind of do the same thing to them, but I hope not.
I hope not. I hope it's a good game. Remember, two of the games that they lost came down to 4 total points,
yep.
And they should have won the previous game. They blew them out at home. They should have won Game 4, but blew it down the stretch. So we'll see. I'm not going to get too deep into that today. We have a lot to get into, of course. I'm just shocking that James Harden didn't show up in a closeout game. Just shocking.
Told you.
Oh, Josh, you're a hater. Oh, Josh, that's why you got ran out of Philadelphia. Oh, that's why you don't even know, Josh. You're just a hater. Oh, we'll show you. I think John Kincaid was even one of the people that came at me about the Harden takes.
Well,
I believe I said that they were going to lose. They weren't going to advance past the second round, I think is what it was. I might have said first round. I'm not sure. But I certainly said second. And you're just being a troll, Josh. You're just being a troll. Well, all you Philly radio schmucks that sat there and sucked farts out of Harden's asshole and talked about how brilliant it was that they were able to get rid of Ben Simmons to get Harden in there. Oh, Maury's great. I'm sure they did the same thing that the Houston people did. Oh, Maury is so brilliant. Oh, he turned Ben Simmons into James Harden. What a move. He's got a Hall of Famer for Ben Simmons. Are you kidding me? And then, of course, Harden doesn't show up in the last two games of the series. He had one good game in the series. Everybody blew him. Oh, the number of people who were coming at me after that, which was, oh, my God, Josh, where are you at today, Josh? Where are you at today, Josh? I'm in the same place I've been the whole time. Harden is done, and he's a playoff choker. That's all? That's all, man. And I get, like, I very rarely do this. I'm not one of those, hey, I was right, you were wrong people, because it's sports, right? You take
right.
a guess.
But in this case, you were so sure you were right, and we all were sure you were right.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing there, Jilly, is very rarely do I get in the I was right, you were wrong type of thing. Again, it's like sports betting. Ooh, I was right. Well, you got lucky. But in this case, when I am very confident about something, that means that I know what's going to happen. I have a gift, I guess, when it comes to the certain things I just know.
And it was James Harden, this one, and the DeMarco Murray. DeMarco. Two that come to
correct.
To mind.
Yet, oh, I was a hater. And you know, like being a sports radio guy.
And Ed Reed, I think you called that one.
Oh,
too.
Ed Reed was the easiest fucking thing ever. Oh my God, we got Ed Reed in Houston. Yeah. Ed Reed was done. He stole your money and did nothing. And I said it when it happened. And of course, you can't be that guy on sports radio. You got to be rah-rah fanboy until it's obvious. And that's the funny thing. Is that people like I love when everybody likes to jump in on it once it's clear and obvious, as if they knew it the whole time. Like, oh, Harden sucks. He's got to go. Dude, I told you that 3 months ago when you traded for him that he's done and that he's going to flake out in the playoffs, and he did just that. So, like the thing about the Harden thing is, it's easy for everybody to get in on something when it's obvious. The issue is the Harden thing was obvious the whole time. Harden, this is who he is. If you ever watched him play basketball and ever watched the Rockets in the playoffs, you know that this is who James Harden is. That's the part that's so fascinating about it, is how people just chose to ignore that. Like, oh, it's different now. Then he comes out and plays well for the first couple games of his career there, and I feel like this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I've needed to be the whole time. And then today, nobody wants him, and nobody wants Doc Rivers, who, by the way, speaking of Doc Rivers.
And he is going to be back next year, according to Daryl.
I am amazed. Like, I envy Doc Rivers. And why do I envy Doc Rivers? Because he has an ability to be completely oblivious to reality. And I wish I could have that. We've talked about that a lot.
He certainly takes zero accountability.
Well, no, he's a dope. But like, here's the thing. Like, in my experience, I'm too realistic about things to stroke myself a lot of the time, right? Like, I know that radio ratings are a flawed system, so while you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. But it's not real. Do you play games with it? And do you talk shit? Sure. But deep down, I know that it's a very flawed system, and if you get lucky, you get lucky. If you don't, you don't. I'm kind of a realist. There are a lot of people who are real self-important douchebags who think that they're very important and they change the world and they're game changers, right? And I wish I thought the way those guys thought. There are a lot of guys on the radio that I hear and go, fuck. Like, a lot of them are like the contemporary hit radio people, the pop radio people, who are fancy themselves very important and care about their social media and think anybody gives a shit about their existence. They don't. They're there for Bieber. If it were you or me or Jilly, it wouldn't matter. They would be listening because it's the music they're there for. But like with Doc, he is one of those people. Like a couple of weeks ago, well, I never really blew playoff series. I mean, it was just
Tell the
whole story, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, my Orlando roster sucks. So in reality, I was a great coach. I mean, look how bad that roster was. And we talked about that and made fun of it. Then today he threw out something along the lines of, well, you know, nobody expected us to be in this position when I got here. Quite possibly the dumbest thing anyone has ever said. They fired the previous coach because they could only get to where you are and they wanted to get farther.
Yes.
That's why for some reason they thought you were a winner and should hire you.
They expected much more.
Yes. So we can get into that. He's a dope. But let's take a listen to some of the talkbacks. Because we haven't been here a couple days, we are just pregnant with talkback messages today. So let's get them started. Here we go.
Hello, I'm calling for the word of the day. I want to win some Queen tickets, okay? The word of the day is cock and balls. Cock and balls. I hope I win the tickets. Thank you, Jeremy Innes Show. Love you. Hey, my name is Bob Smith.
Jeremy and a show.
Well, when I first heard it, I thought, well, I guess somebody just went to my podcast thinking they were going to win tickets. Now, nope. Of course, I don't know what Queen tickets we'd be giving away.
Well, people make stuff up all the time is what I've learned on our station.
I thoroughly enjoyed that, though. Thank you, Bob.
Your abortion take is pretty asinine, and this comes from a fan. I respect you, but you don't like kids. You're on record. You don't like kids. And it's okay if they kill a kid. 3 months before it gets born, right? It's stupid. Let me apply that logic to dogs, who I hate, okay? Let me have a dog in the 1 week before the third trimester. Can I rip open his stomach and get a little stupid little five little puppies out of there and kill them? Can I? Huh?
Boy, it's amazing how angry people get about
shit. But it's also funny because you actually made it very clear, and I agree with you, that once you're past a certain week, you should not be able to abort that baby.
Correct. And people get all
certainly
angry
not about 3 months before. Like, no, if that thing's been growing in there for 6 months, that is just wrong if you abort it, I think.
Correct. I agree with you. People get very upset about this shit. No, like, and then they come back at me. Like, they act like the reason my opinion is what it is because I don't want to have kids.
Yep.
But that's not true. I don't look at things that way. There's a lot of things. I don't like guns, for example. Like, I have no desire to own a gun. I think people should own guns and should be able to protect themselves, and I'm very pro-gun. So by that logic, you would say, well, Josh, you don't even like guns, so though your opinion on this means dick. Well, again, just because I don't want to have kids and have no desire to have kids doesn't mean that my opinion of kids has anything to do with my opinion about abortions and whether or not they should be legal or not. But thank you, sir. Next.
Jeez, I keep listening to your podcast from last week, and but their abortion asinine comments, for the love of God. No, Jilly. I don't want to
tell my 16-year-old daughter, hey, let's get you on birth control in case you're a whore. No, dude. What the? Seriously? I mean, seriously, dude. You don't like children? Shut the about kids, really.
Well, someone 16-year-old's getting pregnant then.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
If you're that, I don't know. I don't know what the word is here, but there's nothing wrong with putting your kids on birth control. Doesn't make them a whore.
And here's the thing. Live in reality, dude. There's an idea for you. Live in reality. And reality is that you, okay, fine, that you don't think your kids are thinking about sex or contemplating having sex. And I'm sure that you, whoever you are, never thought about having sex or didn't have sex in high school or didn't have those thoughts in high school. I'm sure you didn't. So take your daughter, put her in a chastity belt, lock her up in a tower somewhere until Prince Charming comes to find her. How about that?
And kids make mistakes. It doesn't make them whores.
Correct.
Like, whether you think your kid's perfect or not, I mean, there's a chance that your kid's going to make a mistake and it's better to be protected than not.
Like, I don't understand that idea. It's like, well, my kid's going to be a great driver, so we just tell him to ride without a seatbelt because my kid's an incredible driver, like really great. Actually, you know what we do? We just tell my kid to basically we put a sunroof on the car. We tell her to just drive the car with her head out of the sunroof while texting because she's a great driver. We assume she's going to survive it. So if you get in a car accident, by your logic, if you get into a car accident, which by nature is an accident, are you just a shitty driver because you got in a car accident? Are you a bad person because of that? Just asking you. Thank you.
It's your best buddy again. Take a guess who it is.
Oh, it's the fucking guy from Nashville. I actually like that guy. This guy, he calls the radio show every morning and leaves me messages. He's actually kind of charming. There are people who don't like what I do and are assholes.
Yeah.
He's kind of an asshole, but he's a charming asshole.
He knows how to play the game.
He does. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything.
Hey, what's good, Josh?
Oh, here we go.
Hey, what's up, Jilly? Doing all right, girl? Good deal, good deal. Hey, Josh, man, sports radio ain't been the same without you down here in the H, man. We miss you, brother. Hey, but wanted to get your thoughts on them Texans this year, man. What you think we finna do? Man, I think we gonna win the AFC South, man. What's your opinion on it, man? I think David Mills behind him. We got something this year, brother.
I disagree with you. I think you're gonna finish in fourth. Maybe third. You know what was weird?
You know, I've got some faith in Lovey this year. I don't know. I'm rooting for him.
I think there's a difference between rooting for somebody and having faith in somebody.
I think they're going to be better, which, again, isn't saying much. But are they winning the AFC South? I don't know. Well, I mean, Matt Ryan's not great.
No.
But I guess in this division, he would be labeled great.
Yes. I think the Colts are going to win a lot of games. I don't think the Titans are going to win a lot of games. I don't think they're very good. You know, I saw something the other day, and I don't know if you told me this or Battle. Might have been Battle. But they were talking about the gap between the betting odds to win the division. And apparently the Texans are behind the Jaguars for whatever.
Substantially.
So the Texans are plus 2,500 to win the division. And I believe that Jacksonville was plus 900.
Yeah, I was going to throw some money on the Texans just to win the division just in case with those odds.
You might as well. You put down $10, you can win, what, 250? So that's not terrible at all. Let me make sure I didn't miss one here.
Your abortion take is pretty asinine, and this comes from a fan.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know if I had passed these up or not.
You hit those two, and then that one, I think the 609 maybe.
Hey, what's good, Josh? All right,
so we got that one.
Right there.
All right, so this one, did we play this one already too or no?
I don't think so.
So 609. Okay, 609.
All right, I'm over all this freaking stupid abortion freaking talk. Since you're not doing a podcast multiple times a week, I'm having to fill time with freaking Colin freaking Cowherd, and God, that stupid Nick Wright, God, his voice just, God, makes my ears bleed. I swear to God, I hate that piece of.
Well, I hate to hear that.
He hates everything.
It sounds like it. Let's see.
It's your best.
Okay, we heard. There we go.
Josh, what the hell happened there, man? I had the Warriors second half minus 10. Dude, we got railed, me and my brother playing what's the damn Baccarat. We were playing online Baccarat and we went back to that. But congratulations on your Memphis Grizzlies.
Someone had some beverages.
That was at 1:34 in the morning,
see,
Thursday morning.
That's what I want more of. I encourage drunk talkbacks. Like this weekend especially, leave us some drunk talkbacks.
That's what I'm talking about.
By the way,
about.
To yep. be specific with the AFC South betting lines,
yep.
the Colts are the favorite at -105.
Yep.
The Titans are +145. The Jaguars are +700. And the Texans are +2,600.
That's absurd. If you want to say that they should it's have the longest absurd. Odds to win the division, sure. But like, there's a that big of a gap between the Texans and the Jaguars? Come on.
I mean, I'll put some money on +2,600.
Dude, I'll go so far as to say that I bet Davis Mills has a better season than what's his name, than the long-haired fella in Jacksonville.
I can put $5 on that right now to win 130.
Well, you might as well.
I'm going to.
Put it in there. Go. All right, here we go. Here's some more talk bags.
Josh, longtime listener, first-time caller. Since today's NFL schedule release day, can we go through the bird schedule game by game and pick wins and losses? I'll hang up a listen. Thanks, both.
No.
But only if you have the NFL music.
Nope, we cannot go through the schedule and pick wins and losses.
That has to
we
happen.
We can pick road trips. That's the thing. You decide where you want to go for road trips. We can pick road games to attend. Me Did and Battle you? Were talking about that today. Like, Indianapolis is like the only logical driving place to go see a football game for a road game.
Did you see the story about the Twitter account that just made up all these schedule leaks?
This story is fantastic.
It's so good.
So everybody was running with all these leaks, all the schedule leaks, like, oh, blank game is happening in week 5. And then eventually this guy, and I think the Twitter was called NFL Schedule Leaks. Was that it? Like, at NFL Schedule Leaks.
It was NFL Game Leaks.
NFL Game Leaks. Guy picks up 10,000 followers, and he's putting out all this fake shit that all these blue checkmark accounts, legit accounts, are retweeting. And then I think yesterday when the schedule comes out, he tweets something along the lines of, my God, you are stupid assholes.
Yeah, you should have your blue checkmarks removed.
You are stupid.
I think, like, the actual tweet was like, I just made all this shit up.
Yes, and it was fucking fantastic.
It was like, that's a brilliant bit.
See, that's what Twitter should be, and that's what I've always wanted to do. Like, that's where I get my joy, is fucking with people. As everybody knows, my joy exists in fucking with people.
Absolutely.
Right? Like Ryan Fieldman, or going to Radio Row. And again, you know my dream. My dream is to bring just a random black guy that has no ties to pro sports at all, walk him around Radio Row, create a fake backstory for him, and see how many people interview him and think he's real. Like, that is my dream. I have very few dreams in life. People
That's
say, Josh,
one.
What are your dreams? What do you want to do? Like, what is your dream job? I don't know. But here's something I do know, that I want to bring a random black guy around Radio Row and act like he's a football player and see how many people believe it. I have dreams. Fucking with people is my dream in life because I enjoy it. That's where my joy comes from. Fucking with people. I love it.
What was the one bit you did? Or did you call Missanella? You had someone else call him, and you just gave him the name of a WNBA player and asked what
no,
he thought.
No, it was a Women's Football League player.
That's
I
it.
I was like, hey, like, what do you think about, like, Foxy Brown or something?
For the draft,
and,
yeah.
And the idea was to say that instead of just saying he doesn't know who that person is, because essentially that person's not real, that he would kind of bullshit around, which he actually did. Because these guys just can't admit they're wrong about the draft. Like, oh, my God, I can't be wrong about the draft. So he calls and he goes, hey, what do you guys think about Foxy Brown? Like, or it might have been Franiac that did. And it was, hey, what do you think about, and I'm just using a random name, but like, yeah. Foxy Brown,
like,
from
real sleeper
from San Diego or something. And he goes, yeah, man, I don't think he's going that high. I don't think that's going to happen. I just love fucking with people. It's where I get my joy.
Josh and Jilly, my name is Pat. I'm from Houston. Love y'all's podcast. I was there at y'all's going away party at Woodrow's. You probably don't remember because I got there at the end and y'all were wasted.
Yep.
I'm a little wasted right now, so I guess I won't throw stones. Anyway, I love y'all. Y'all do a great job, and I think you make an amazing couple. Y'all be good. Keep it up. Later.
I'm really sad I don't remember Pat, because he sounds like we'd be, like, good friends.
Yeah, Pat, I don't remember you, buddy, and I'm sorry I don't remember you.
But he knows us well enough to know that we obviously didn't.
Yeah, we were, I mean, by the end of the night for that going away party, it was a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a shit show. So I'm sorry we don't remember you, Pat, but if we ever get back to Houston at any point,
we have to do beers.
We'll meet up and we'll drink together. And one final talk back.
Hi, do you think James Harden already in the titty bar by now? I think so.
I think there's
I'm
no
shocked
question.
There were no pictures that surfaced of James Harden in the titty bar last night.
I agree with that.
I am 100% shocked.
Like, that was my thought, was that what would happen is Harden would be Basically, what you would get is if this were going to play out like a Houston scenario, which I assumed it would, that he would tank out, they would lose, he would look just tired and everything. And then later on that evening, you would see a TMZ picture of him either at a strip club or just a club in general with some chick backing that ass up on him with a big shit-eating grin on his face with his giant fake teeth in there just having a grand old time. And I'm shocked that we didn't.
I mean, that's not to say it didn't happen.
That's correct. Just... There's just no photos of it. There's no doubt. I still believe it had to have happened unless he's completely changed his ways, which based on the way he played in the series, he has not changed his ways.
There's also the problem. The chance that perhaps he just rolled out of Philly and went to like Miami to go to the club or something.
He probably had a jet waiting. Like,
immediately.
He actually just caught a ride on the Miami Heat team plane.
He might have.
He's like, guys, you guys heading back to Miami tonight? You mind if I just hitch a ride?
He probably did. Like,
guys,
hey,
look,
Jimmy,
I'll be out of your way.
Cut me a salad over here.
Yeah, like, listen, here's the thing. Hey, no worries. I'm not gonna be a bother to anyone. I'm just gonna watch Pornhub on my phone. Actually, he wouldn't even watch Pornhub. He'd be the kind of guy that uses like Jerkmate or something like that, where you can just watch chicks masturbate in real time, and then he would jerk off. Do you think that Harden jerks off on the team plane?
Yeah.
Do you think he like puts up a little curtain around him so he can beat off on the team plane?
He's got his own private room.
I think that happens. And I also think there's a chance that Harden asked if he could hop on the Heat team plane and fly to Miami.
Very good chance that happened. Also, how awkward was that Jimmy Butler post-game interview?
Where he's like, yep, I still wish I were here, but you know, whatever.
But I love my Miami Heat team. Like, wow.
You guys are fine.
Dang.
But I still wish I were playing in Philadelphia. But of course, they chose Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris over me, so I'm just taking the Heat to the finals and now back to the conference finals again. Tough shit.
The video of him running to the locker room after the game screaming, you picked Tobias Harris over me? Tobias Harris? Like, that was great.
But it was a weird way to answer that. Like, well, you know, I wish I were, like, this is basically what he said,
yeah,
right?
I wish I was still on this team.
You know, I wish I was still on this team, but, you know, what are you gonna do?
But it's also great because it's basically saying, well, if I was on this team, we'd probably be in the, conference championship.
Another thing, and you know that Harden, or rather that Embiid's hurt, and I get that, so you don't hold everything against him, but the dude's hurt every year in the playoffs. Are we getting to a point where Embiid is a regular season baller, but come postseason play,
breaks down,
and he's either because he's hurt or whatever, and they don't win. Like, part of being a superstar, part of being an all-time great is being to get, you know, getting your team to that next level, to be that kind of guy, right? They can only get to the second round, and either he's hurt or whatever it may be, but it happens every single year with Embiid. That's who he is. So he's a very good player. You could argue should have already won at least one MVP award. He is an elite regular season player. But the constant injuries, and when you don't get a ton of foul calls in the postseason either, that hurts him too. Same thing that's happened to Harden historically. Harden will put up 30 points a game in the regular season and get to the line 14 times a game. Playoffs come around, they don't call those fouls. So when you're so dependent on getting to the free throw line for your success, you kind of screw yourself in those situations.
So the breaking news that just came down, Jarvis Landry to the Saints.
Hey, it's shocking that an NFL LSU guy goes to the Saints. I have a bold prediction on the Saints.
They're just going
to
get everybody who ever played at LSU.
I think a lot of this is going to end up as I have got a prediction that the Honey Badger is going to be a disaster. And I base this solely on the way that LSU fanboys and LSU media people are responding to the fact that they're just signing LSU guys. Like, oh my God, the Saints finally have some big star LSU people. This is great. This is huge. I think it's going to backfire on
them. Oh, there's already people saying now they should go get Odell.
Yeah, have fun with that. Like, just go get all the LSU guys. And,
yeah.
Because, oh, the last time Odell and Jarvis Landry played together, that ended extremely well in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And it's not like the Saints are a completely stable situation right now. Is they don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be health-wise.
I mean, they got some baller receivers.
And they got a new coach.
But I don't know who's going to throw it to him. Maybe Jameis can...
I'll say this. I think Jameis can get it to him. I think he can also get it to the other team 25 times. So we'll see. But, like, I don't think the Saints are going to suck. That's not fair. I think they might surprise some people, win some games.
Let's see what they are to win the division. If you want to throw some
they'll have the second, they'll have the second shortest best odds.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that Tampa will probably be like plus, or they'll be like minus something, and then the Saints will be plus three something to win.
I already put my $4 on the Texans at plus 2,600. So
yeah.
The Saints are plus 400.
So they're plus 400. Tampa is what?
Minus 320.
Oh, fuck off. Dude, and the Saints, even without Drew Brees, hell, even without Jameis last year, beat Tampa twice. And they should have beaten them in the playoffs the year before that, if not for the asshole tight end that dropped Jared Cooks, who dropped the damn pass and fumbled it. So, like, the idea that the Saints are that far behind Tampa Tampa is preposterous.
Yeah, then the Panthers are plus 1,300 and the Falcons plus 2,400.
Those are believable. But, like, do I think the Saints are going to win that division? Maybe. Maybe. Like, well, I wouldn't be shocked if they did. I wouldn't be shocked if the Saints went out and won the NFC South. Do I think they will? No, but we're sitting here in fucking May. Who knows what's going to happen in September? I don't know.
I have win totals as well if you're interested in any particular
You know what?
Team.
Okay, give me the win total. Let me see if I can guess the over-under win total for teams. Let's try that.
Okay, do you want to do them all or just, like, let's start with the Saints?
Okay, the Saints, their over-under win total will be 8.5.
Bingo.
Okay, and I would take the over.
Let's go to the Texans.
The Texans over under win total will be 5.5.
3.5.
I'll take the over on that. I mean, last year we thought it was a lock that they'd finish under 4. And how many did they end up winning? 5? 4?
They did better than we thought.
So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I think, and I can't believe I'm saying this. This is ridiculous. But that the Texans are going to be a surprise and are going to play better football than they did.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to be decent. I didn't look at their schedule.
And obviously, it's a fruitless endeavor in May to look at a schedule. But I don't think the Texans are going to be terrible. Like I don't think they were terrible last year. They had a handful of games that they damn near won. They very well could have been a 7-win team. Now, that doesn't mean you're great, obviously. I would slam the over. Slam it. Well, Jilly, empty your gambling account on the Texans. Can you parlay these? Saints over wins.
The over is actually minus 175.
So they think that's the case. So there's not a lot of value, so you'd have to parlay it.
Plus 150.
So slam that one. Slam the Saints over. And that should give you, you know, like a plus 250 somewhere in that range, plus 300.
I wonder if you can parlay. Let's see.
Oh, you can't? Can you parlay?
No, you can't parlay.
Well, fuck that then. They're trying to rob you of making money.
What about the Eagles?
Everybody's going to blow them because they got fucking A.J. Brown who's going to flake out. There's another bold take for you. And the Philly people, you might need to start being scared when I start saying stuff because I'm right about you guys almost all the time because I am a god of predicting things.
Obviously.
And I will tell you this. A.J. Brown is going to be a massive flake there, and it's not going to end well. And I don't know if you guys remember this. I don't know if you've watched Jalen Hurts play football. He ain't good at it.
Nah.
But they're somehow going to give them a lot of credit because the division still stinks with Washington and with the Giants. 8.5.
8.5, exactly. Yeah. The Titans?
Theirs is going to be 9.5.
9.5. You're very good at this.
Yeah.
What do you think they're giving Tom and the Bucks?
If the Saints are 8.5, I'm going to say 10.5.
11.5.
Oh, fuck. They may. They very well may. Like at some point, Tom has to suck. He wasn't great last year.
No.
So at some point, he's got to suck. So they can keep blowing him and say Tom's going to come out and be great. I don't know that. And I don't know that Jameis Winston's going to stink now, or that he's not going to be good. Now, if you look at past performance, Jameis will throw 30 interceptions and Tom will win the MVP, but who the fuck knows? Do I say that division's wide open? No, but I think it's winnable for the Saints, and plus 300 is value. Again, that team beat Tampa last year.
Plus 400.
Well, shit, there's value on that.
Team win totals you want?
Let's see.
Detroit, your people.
Oh, my people in Detroit. I would say the over-under for Detroit, I'll tell you what it should be, half. That's what it should be. But I will say they should be 3.5 as well.
6.5.
Oh, fuck you. Based on what? Like, what exactly about Detroit with a shitty quarterback and a history of being terrible and a quarterback or a coach who's a boob? What about that makes you think they're going to win 7 games?
Well, I think, what's his face? The coach, what's his name?
Dan Campbell? No, not Dan Campbell, the other dude.
I believe he's like a favorite to win coach of the year already, which is something.
Well, because when you win one game or two games, then you win 5, you're the coach of the year. Yeah. Come on.
And, you know, you're going to be on Hard Knocks.
The hell is that guy's name? I guess I should know his name.
It's Dan Campbell, isn't it?
Is it Dan Campbell? No, it's not Dan. Is it Dan? Is that his name? I should know this. Lions head coach. Dan Campbell. Hey, I knew it. I knew that shit
because
I know sports. God, that guy's a stooge.
He was crying last year at the podium, remember?
How many games did they win last year?
One, maybe?
One, two? They had a couple they could have won? Like, come on.
Oh, they had
now.
A bunch they could have won.
Well, their
they
division
were,
also is probably going to stink
they
again
were
because
notorious
it always stinks.
For covering.
Well, I say it stinks. I got Green Bay and they've got Minnesota in that division, so it's not like the Pits. But then there's also like Chicago and the Lions that kind of balance it out, and they're terrible. Like, come on. Like, today it's funny. I was talking about this on the Detroit broadcast today about their schedule. And I don't like to break down schedules game for game. It's stupid. It's a fruitless effort, whatever. But I said, if you're the Lions and you look at your schedule, is it kind of like knowing when you're going to die? Like, if someone could tell you, hey, you're going to die on this day, right? Nobody would want to know what day they're going to die. You'd rather be a surprise. If you're the Lions and you look at your schedule, like, you can go, yeah, we're going to die on September 7th. Like, this is the end of the road. Like, we will die. It's like looking at your death because they stink and they know they're going to lose. They have no primetime games, the Lions. And, like, there was some story in Detroit. The Lions have no primetime games.
Well, they have the Thanksgiving
game. That's what I'm saying. For one, that is a primetime game.
I mean, it's at 11 in the morning, but
sure. You're the only game on at that time, so that's prime time to me. But, no, they ain't going to win seven games. Piss off. Under. Well, what's the value on the under? I bet that the under's probably, like, minus 170.
Minus 120.
Oh, really? Shit.
So there's not – that's not terrible.
Come on.
You want to bet money on Joe Burrow to win the MVP this year? Every year you say you're going to do it.
What are the odds?
I'm looking. I got to find his name on this long ass list.
We were
the favorites are Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
As usual, that'll be the case for the next
and
decade.
And Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
That'll be the case. Like that's usual suspects.
Yeah,
so.
Joe Burrow is +1200 to win the MVP.
There's certainly value there. You put $100 on that. Why not?
Wait, here's something that'll piss you off.
What's that?
So Jameis Winston is +7500 to win the MVP.
Yep.
You know who has better odds of winning the MVP according to this?
Jalen Hurts. Matt Ryan.
No. Well, maybe. Well, Matt Ryan does, certainly. Jalen Hurts does as well. Mitch Trubisky.
Jameis, who knows? Jameis really wasn't all that good when they were 5-2 last year with him in there. But, like, the guy clearly has some ability. And I think he's got more talent overall than Mitchell Trubisky.
Well,
he's up in Pittsburgh?
I think he's in Pittsburgh.
Okay, good luck, friend. Have fun. Fuck off. Come on. Fuck off.
That's fun.
Neither one of them are going to win.
I'm going to put a dollar on Mitch Trubisky to win MVP.
And what are his odds?
+6,000.
So Jameis is +7,500?
Yeah.
Who has the worst odds?
And Cooper Kupp is +7,500, too.
Oh, wide receiver's never going to win MVP.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and if he didn't win it last year, he certainly, I mean, he can't do what he did last year again, and he didn't win it then.
You can put +30,000 on Michael Thomas to win MVP.
Like, what would that hurt? Like, it's literally daring you to put in 50 cents.
Saquon Barkley, again, like, normally, you know, the non-quarterbacks
put 50
don't win.
Cents on everyone. Someone will win it.
Ezekiel Elliott's +30,000. T.J. Watt, Taysom Hill.
So, fuck off. What is Taysom Hill?
+30,000.
No, that ain't going to happen. Dude's a backup tight end now. He's going to have 4 catches this year. That's not going to matter.
Ryan Fitzpatrick does he still play?
Does he?
+20,000 to win MVP.
You know what? Put it on him. Fitzmagic.
Who
baby.
Does he
Let's
play?
Go.
Who he play for?
Some team. He's by the time it's all said and done, he's going to play for all
Is
of them.
Is he still in Washington?
Maybe. Because
he was hurt last year.
But. Like, the Cooper Kupp one is interesting.
I think he's a free agent. But interesting that he's on the betting slip.
Yeah. The thing about Cooper Kupp is, there's no way he replicates the year he just had. And if he didn't win the MVP this year, he's never going to win it. They're not going to give it to a wide receiver. You know what they're never going to do? Give the MVP to a white wide receiver. Let's see the reaction from the NFL world whenever you find out that a white wide receiver won the MVP. All the great seasons from wide receivers who haven't won the MVP, the white dude named Cooper Kupp comes in and wins it. Yeah, ain't going to happen, Chief. Also, speaking of that type of stuff, so Pro Football Focus is a website that people use, like shitty sports radio guys use, to make it sound like they know what they're talking about. Like, hey, well, Pro Football Focus has him ranked number 9 among linebackers, blah, blah, blah. And you guys remember the story of when I was in Philly and they were looking for, they had an opening at safety. They needed a safety. And there were 3 guys that were a possibility, and I keep drawing a blank on the one guy's name. He eventually went to Denver. He was the second best guy. Jarris Byrd was the first best option, according to Pro Football Focus, the number 1 safety in the NFL, Jarris Byrd. And I got on the radio, and I said, they need to get Jarris Byrd. If they really want to win, they go get Jarris Byrd because Pro Football Focus has him ranked number 1. What do the Eagles do? They sign Malcolm Jenkins. Care to guess where Malcolm Jenkins was ranked among safeties in Pro Football Focus's rankings that year?
Not near the top.
Dead last. And I went on the air and I said, Pro Football Focus, these guys are brilliant. And they say that you've got the worst safety ever. What are you doing, Chip Kelly, you dumb son of a bitch? What are you doing? Of course, Jarris Byrd got hurt like a week into the season and never played again. The other dude went to Denver and disappeared, or Cleveland and disappeared. And then just recently, you got the retirement of Malcolm Jenkins, who had a great career and won a Super Bowl. Pro Football Focus is a farce. Why do I bring up Pro Football Focus, you may ask? Well, Pro Football Focus, and this is something Taylor Lewan said, who knows how true this is or not, but Taylor Lewan, who plays for the Titans, he's kind of a toolbox, but Taylor Lewan says that there are players in the league who have paid $50,000 to Pro Football Focus to improve their number in Pro Football Focus's ranking.
That's great. I believe it.
I do too, and here's why. The main reason I believe that is because I bet that agents use that Pro Football Focus shit whenever they're trying to get people better deals. Like, you're going to pass up the number one guy. And even if the agents don't use it, fans will see that, and there will be fan pressure and media pressure. Because, like, the fan and media people don't watch the game the same way a GM does. So a fan sees that Jarris Byrd is the number one safety available, and they go, why aren't you getting the number one safety available? And then there's pressure on that. So I wouldn't doubt it. I believe that 100%. Same thing with the Madden shit. Those guys care a lot about their Madden rankings, and they seem to care a lot about their Pro Football Focus rankings. So there. Who do I need to tell them about, Jelly?
Aqueduct Plumbing.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company with Billy and his sister Mary, and they are in the business of toilets. Am I right, Jilly?
Yep.
Toilets.
Yep.
And they are great at it. They came out to our place, of course, in Houston, and we love them.
They did our toilet. They did our sink. Multiple things done from Aqueduct Plumbing. So we can vouch they are good at what they do, and they're quick and very easy to book an appointment.
Just nice people as well. Of course, Billy's been with us for a long time. He's awesome. So if you need them for any of your plumbing needs, that would be repipes, leak detection, camera inspection, plumbing fixtures, water heaters, tankless water heaters, whatever it may be, they can get you hooked up.
Boy, and those leaks, those will cost you on the water bill now.
They will.
So make sure you find them before you get your bill and you're like, what? What's happening?
281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They are at your disposal. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we'll get out of Dodge now. We have to go to the farmer's market.
That's
then get home and get drunk and watch the Grizzlies hopefully win.
Yay.
So we'll see. All right. You guys are great. We'll see you later.